Good Tuesday. Today is November the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to continue to take a look at what it means with the government reopening, some of the money set aside for agriculture with Brad Bales from Farm Bureau. We're also going to take a look at what's going on with fertilizer prices lately. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time again this Tuesday morning to visit with Brad Bales, Ohio Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director for State and National Policy. Brad, we talked some yesterday about the reopening of the federal government and some funding for agriculture that was contained therein. We talked a little bit about the impacts to USDA and the Farm Service Agency offices. But as it applies to farmers, what are some of the things we need to be aware of?
So right now, a lot of the conversations that we're having right now in Congress is about the farm economy. It's no secret. Input costs are at record highs. They've been trending like that for the past 4 years. We also have commodity prices at 50-year, same level, 50 they were 50 years ago. So that's making extremely tight margins, and it's going to make for a difficult harvest this year on a lot of fronts. So one of the things that was contained within this continuing resolution was they're going to take the Commodity Credit Corporation, which is traditionally used for economic assistance purposes, amongst others. They are going to put in $30 billion nationwide to plus that program back up. Before the shutdown, it was around $4 billion. Which sounds like a lot, but in reality, that wasn't a ton when it came to if there was a significant disaster or something that would have came in. So this is something that we know will be there. We also know that USDA is looking at trying to do some sort of economic assistance. This gives them the discretionary funds that they need in order to be able to help us out in the short term. And then we can start to talk about long term what we have to do for the farm economy.
Well, as they say, one step at a time as we move through the process. Brad, thanks so much for the information. Again, my guest today has been Brad Bales. He's the Senior Director of State and National Policy with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Well, in other agricultural headlines, fertilizer prices are higher than they were compared to a year ago all across the board. Now, as we take a look compared to a month ago, we've got some higher and some lower. The average retail price of anhydrous was up 5% from a month ago at $858 a ton, and three other fertilizers were slightly higher, with DAP having an average price of $926 a ton, MAP coming in at $930 a ton, and potash was at $489 a ton. Now, the average prices for the four remaining fertilizers that they are tracking were down slightly from a month ago. Urea came in with an average retail price of $597 a ton. 1034-0 was $666 a ton. UAN-28 was $414 a ton, while UAN-32 came in at $465 a ton. Now, if we break this all down on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 65 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous ammonia was 52 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 74 cents a pound, and UAN-32 was 73 cents a pound. As I mentioned before, all fertilizers are more expensive than they were a year ago at this time. Potash is up 10%. 1034-0 is also 10% more expensive. MAP is 15% higher. Urea is 20% more expensive. Anhydrous is 21% higher, while DAP is 25% more expensive. And UAN-32 is 28% more expensive. At the top, though, UAN-28 is now 29% more expensive, looking back to a year ago. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Jewel. Taking a look back now at last Friday's USDA WASDE report and how the markets initially reacted to some aspects of the first crop report in the last 2 months. Here's USDA's Rod Bain and Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
Initial market reaction to USDA's first crop production report since September. Chief Economist Seth Meyer says first,
the corn yield estimate was only down 7 tenths of a bushel. The trade was looking for something more like 2 7/10 of a bushel. So bigger supplies, still a 16.7, 16.8 billion bushel crop. And one of the contributing factors to being down 9 3/4 cents.
However, perhaps as equally notable,
a pretty amazing forecast for the corn export program at over 3 billion bushels. And we raised it 100 million bushels this month relative to September.
A contributor, along with observed prices, that led USDA to raise the season-ending average price for corn 10 cents from the previous forecast at $4 a bushel. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.